We're just a couple minutes away from the kickoff between Bartlesville and Casha Hall from Custer Stadium, BHS first to home football game of the 2015 season. Before we get to the kickoff, wanted to share an interview with you. It's a Wass Miller Insurance player profile with senior wide receiver and defensive back for Bartlesville High School, A.J. Parker, and here it is.
How's your week been going after you guys finished up that first victory?
My week's been good. A little sore, though.
Okay. Little sore. Now, what do you get? I assume you have to take care of your body a little bit more, obviously, than Coach McKee and I, because you're out there running around on Friday nights. What do you do aside from just, you know, stretching and going to practice every day? What do you guys have to do to maybe alleviate some of that?
Just a lot of rest, ice baths here and there, and just mainly rest.
Talking with A.J. Parker, senior wide receiver for the Bruins. Obviously, you've been one of the more recognized names and faces of the squad over the past couple of years. Really blew up this past season, and you've gotten a lot of attention, not only in the media, but by some college head coaches and stuff like that. And maybe walk me through what it's been like from your junior year to now and what the process has been in kind of getting better.
It's been crazy. Going into my junior year, I really didn't see myself playing college football much at the next level, but going through the season and college coaches started talking to me, and this summer it really blew up. I got my first offer from Northeastern, and my latest offer I think was Air Force, and in between there I've had three other offers, and it's just been, I can't even speak on how happy I am and how glad to see my hard work being paid off. And I can't help but give the glory to God, because he's helped me through this so much. And just without him, none of this would be possible.
Coach McKee has talked a lot about how he thinks you can play defensive back and wide receiver. Are these coaches coming after you for the offensive or defensive side of the football?
Defensive.
Defensive? And do you have any want to play offense at the next level if that was an opportunity, or are you just kind of going to focus on one or the other?
I just love defense.
When you're out there playing even now, do you enjoy playing defensive back more than being a wide receiver?
Of course, yes.
Well, that's a good answer. I guess if they're going to pay for the schooling for that, that's a pretty good answer. Now, Coach McKee, I'll ask you, do you think he's a better defensive back than wideout too?
Without question. He is, I've said several times he is one of the best, in my opinion, one of the best cover corners in the state. I mean, he's a tremendous athlete. He has great hands, great feet. And what makes him special is, as good an athlete as he is, I mean, he has great anticipation. He reads routes really well. And I think, him playing both sides of the ball helps with that. He's one of the greatest route readers that I've ever coached. So
now, having good hands, I don't think hurts you a defensive back either, though. Some of those defensive backs don't have as good of hands, and that's kind of a problem sometimes, I know. Now you play basketball, I know. Do you run track, too?
High jump.
What's your favorite sport, basketball, football?
Football, no. Hands down, no doubt.
Has that always been the case?
No, I think my freshman and sophomore year, I liked basketball more. I didn't play varsity football my freshman year. I just went straight to basketball. So,
once you got to play it a little bit more and had some success, it started kind of turning the light on for you.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned, I think, Southeastern and Air Force. What other colleges are you interested in talking to?
Wyoming, Sam Houston, and Central Arkansas.
And when do you have to make that decision by? When's the summer signing period? Is that right? I guess is when you would.
No, it's the first Wednesday in February.
First Wednesday in February. Mm-hmm. So you've got a few months still left. Have you talked to anybody else, or do you think it's going to be those few? Or I guess we'll see what pops up the next few months.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get a Tulsa offer and maybe a Houston offer, but right now with the five, that's about it.
And would you like to stay close to here?
Did
that factor in at all?
It did a little bit ago. I didn't want to be close to home at all, but now getting closer to it, I think I want to stay a little closer to home.
Yeah, that's kind of how that works, I think. Talking with Bartlesville senior wide receiver and defensive back A.J. Parker here before the Bruins game against Casha Hall. And we can talk a little bit about stuff besides on the field, football things. What do you like to do when you get home? What are some of A.J. Parker's hobbies?
I like to fish.
Fish? That was Colton's answer last week as well. You guys are all out fishing.
Yeah, me and him out fish Coach McKee all the time.
So what does your fishing attire look like for you guys? Are you out there wearing suspenders and bucket hats, or what do you wear when you go fishing?
No, I just wear shorts and a t-shirt.
Regular stuff? Okay, I didn't know if you guys were looking like, you know, Andy Griffith going and fishing at the pond. Now, Colton kind of alluded to the fact that he uses Coach McKee to get on some of these ponds in the area. Is that the reason why you like to fish with Coach McKee too?
Only sometimes, because he Coach McKee's something else.
He's something else? So now, what, extrapolate on that. What does that mean, something else?
That's because I catch more fish than they do.
That's lies.
That senior defensive back and wide receiver from Bartlesville High School, A.J. Parker, on our Wassmiller Insurance Player Profile. Keep it tuned to the Bruin pregame show. We'll be back with kickoff in just a few minutes on K1, AM 1400, and FM 93.3.